back. Yeah, you already know what motherfucking time it is. Yeah, the podcast king, Mr. Bro Rogan, nigga, it's me, Dark Twain in this bitch. You already know what kind of time it is, man. Yeah, man, welcome back to Jamar's motherfucking neighborhood. Yo, man, I would like to give a shout out to my PYT of the week. You know what I'm saying, Miss Shay Bay. How you doing, shorty?
What's up, baby?
You look good, nigga.
You know, I'm just out here giving a lot of leg or whatever.
God damn them legs shiny, my shit.
You know, the cleanest Vaseline.
Damn, them look like prosthetic grandma legs.
I know that's right.
Shit, man. Damn, they're so fucking shiny. Oh, fuck, man. You look good, girl. God
damn. Thank you. Appreciate it, baby.
Yeah, man. Shout out to my motherfucker Mohawk, man. I know that motherfucker a little dipped to the side. It looked like a sad well.
You were out here standing straight up.
Yeah, for real. Yeah, I got to stand straight up, nigga, with your ass next to me. Shit. God. So what's up? What's going on with you?
You know, out here smoking these niggas weed and shit.
Goddamn right. Yours. What's the weed called?
Shit, whatever they got that I can roll up on my own. Don't bring me shit rolled up. Just bring me the weed. I'll roll it myself.
Can I ask you a question?
Hell yeah.
What the fuck is this? What the fuck is Good Tree? What the fuck is this?
Oh, Good Tree.
You should be putting shit up on here.
I was like, nigga, I got to get my plug in. So, Good Tree, I'm sponsored by them. They're black owned, the number one company delivery service in LA and in the Bay Area, California.
For real, it's called Good Tree.
Yeah, go to getgoodtree.com. Use code BBGW for your motherfucking money
Man.
Off.
Shout out to them BBWs out there, man.
I know that's right.
Shit, man. If you don't like BBWs, man, then you me. You know?
Ooh.
Yeah, man. Hey, do you like the fat shame?
No.
You're not into fat shaming?
I'm not into shaming anybody.
Nigga, I'm into it. Hella.
I know that's right.
Shit, man.
I don't like talking.
I don't like self acceptance. I don't like that.
Because
self-acceptance made fat people just get comfortable with being fat.
What about guys with little dicks? That too, right?
All right, shit. You making me real fuck. Don't be small dick shaming.
I'm just saying. Okay, then. No shaming at all. No shaming at all. No quick pumper shaming, none of that.
Man, when your birthday?
I'm a Libra, October 12th.
What? Oh, that's why we get along so good.
Hell yeah.
Damn, man. And you smell good, man. I know y'all can't smell out there, man, but
we're going to get smell-o-vision real soon. I'm going to have a scratchy sniff poster for all y'all.
Yo, man. Actually, man, she gonna put a sample on one of these. Yo, man, if you want this sample, man, hit up, plug your Instagram.
Babish Good Weed presents. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Yeah, I'm going to do one of these with it. I'm going to be like, wham, and just give it to you. I'm going to put it in the
Let
mail.
Let me see.
What does it smell like?
Yo, get one of these.
I know that's right.
Yeah, man. Shout out to any more shameless plugs?
I want to shout out Jamar Neighbors, and I want to shout out the Comedy Club for allowing me to come here
what else
and talk
you got
my
going
shit.
On, personally.
Personally, got? I got some shit coming up. I'll say with Das. Once a month, you can catch me on Pimps and Kenfolks with Slink Johnson and DJ Cell.
Damn right.
And you can catch me, you know, every day on live on Instagram, giving y'all a little sex play.
Okay.
Really smoking y'all niggas weed on live, really. But, yeah.
Man, well, listen, ladies and gentlemen, thank you, Shay Bay, for warming up that seat for me, man. Ooh. So, look, man, coming to the fucking hot seat, goddammit, and goddammit, it's hot, goddammit.
It's
shit,
hot, baby.
Man. Yo, man, I call this girl, man. She actually, her last name is my brother's first name, believe it or not, goddammit. Yes, it is, all right. Lamar, all right. I call her Crypto Queen of the motherfucking metaverse, Queen Clubhouse. I mean, the most beautiful eyes in the fucking business, goddammit. My Jew boo, give it up for the one and only, the very hilarious. If you ever get a chance to see this motherfucker live, please fucking do that shit. Give it up for Miss Leah Lamar. Shit. What's up, Queen Bean?
Thank you. I'm so glad this mic is already lubed up for me.
Goddamn right, girl. Shit. So what's up, mama? Talk your shit.
Well, first of all, I just want to say I noticed that you said my eyes were so beautiful. You didn't say my face. Just want to say noted.
Oh, but well, maybe your eyes just fucking outshine your face.
Up.
All right, I'm gonna shut the fuck up. Talk your shit.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up. Like, okay.
No, wait, talk again.
Damn. All right, well, fucking, I'm back, man. Well, hi, listen, Demar. Queen Bean, I mean, to be tell you the truth, shout out to Matilda.
Shout out to Matilda.
Tell you the motherfucking truth, man. All right, man, so, like, where you from? Like, I see you around. I've seen you on stage before. I know you got the same last name as my brother's fucking first name or whatever. But, like, what's your story?
I just want to let you know, if I marry your brother, he's taking my last name.
Fuck it, man. I mean, he down for that too, man. He need as much fucking help as he can get.
Oh yeah, I'm an alpha him.
Lamar Lamar.
He's gonna be Lamar Lamar, baby. I'm from New York.
Okay.
I was born in Queens.
Oh, so you a queen?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Talk some more shit.
Yeah, I'm born in Queens, raised just outside. Born, raised in New York. Stayed there for most of my life. Went to the University of Virginia, and now I live in L.A. That's the shortest version of that.
What you major in?
Oh, are you ready for this?
Hell yeah.
Biochem for 2 years.
Biochem.
Yeah. And then what did she transfer to?
What she transferred
religious
to?
Religious studies.
Okay. What you learn in religious studies?
Nothing.
What?
Well, I did learn. No, nothing.
Hell yeah, man.
And I also had a double major, an interdisciplinary major in film and theater performance.
Oh, okay.
But when you go to UVA, that means religious studies.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. So you study some motherfucking religion, man. What they tell you?
I'm a cult leader.
Oh, okay. For
sure. I moved to LA to join a cult, actually.
Okay. Scientology. Shout out to Scientology, man, for doing their motherfucking thing, man. Yo, what's that nigga name? L. Ron Hubbard?
It was actually Leonardo DiCaprio's house.
That they was running that shit out of?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Oh, shit. Have you ever been to the motherfucking Museum of Science? I mean,
Who hasn't gone there just to see what it's like?
Can I tell you something? This is fucking real shit. I did my first talent show that I won at the Scientology Center. I swear to God, man. I'll put that on. And I'm not capped on nothing.
I put that on your resume. How are you not more famous, Jamar? Why did they take you through the ranks?
That's Hollywood's biggest question. Why is Jamar more famous? Yo, man. So I remember.
Did you see Tom Cruise?
Nah, I didn't see Tom Cruise, man.
Because you were too tall, so he was just below your eyesight.
I think he just saw me as another. You know what I'm saying?
And yeah, totally.
I remember going to the. They had like these talent show posters in the hood.
Uh-huh.
It was like off of like 110th and like fucking.
Oh, they were trying to get you.
Yeah. So I said, oh fuck, I want to be a comedian. I want to be this is real shit. I said, I want to be a comedian. I want to be a talent show. So I called the fucking number and the fucking called me down for an audition. I killed the fucking audition and then I killed my performance. And then the host was a comedian and they didn't let me come back to fucking take his job. And so I was.
He
the
was
host.
Like, "Please replace me. Get me out of here." This honestly sounds like Squid Game.
Yeah,
there was a card, and they brought
Shout
you in.
To Asian people.
Oh. Yo, that's if we don't get canceled after this podcast, it wasn't worth it.
Man, this podcast ain't big enough to be canceled. Listen. So what's up? So what's up, man? I mean, what else is going on in your life?
What isn't going on in my life, Jamar? I'm a crypto queen.
You're a crypto queen?
I'm very involved in the Web3 space. I own a ton of NFTs. I'm an advisor on a couple projects. I'm pretty knee deep into it. Balls deep.
Knee deep.
I shaved my beard before I got here.
Okay, talk that shit.
Yeah.
Okay, shout out to trans people, man. We don't discriminate against nobody with beards, no matter if you're a woman or a man. We like your beard, man. Go ahead. Now what happened? What the fuck is the metaverse, man? What is that?
It's your phone.
It's my phone?
It's your fucking phone. We've all been in the metaverse. Yeah, you're here. You're in the metaverse right now.
For real?
It's just now we have a name for it. It's a combination of VR, AR, and your phone. Technically, Web3 just means excellence of the internet and technology.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what it is. It's real jazzy. It's like Twitter spaces.
What?
I think NFTs are just our generation's Ponzi scheme, you know, and I'm
tired of people calling it a Ponzi scheme, man, because I want to think.
Well, what else are you going to call it?
Because I want to think of it as a pure thing so I don't feel shitty about fucking throwing up some NFTs and
like,
trying to get people out their money.
It's a pyramid scheme. There's a difference. And if you join and give me a check for $10,000 for my initial investment.
It's a pyramid scheme.
Oh.
Hello.
No, I'm joking when I say that, though. I do think that the NFT space has a lot of viable use in the future.
Like what?
So like when what? I said that, I lied.
Talk that shit. We lie on here and we tell the truth, man. We mix the fucking truth.
Oops.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, okay. But so
what's interesting about it is actually the contract behind the art, right? Because PFPs aren't generally that important. Like a JPEG isn't, you know, helping me masturbate at night. You know, I'm not saving it in my spank bank unless I have a board ape, you know, in which case I'm flicking the bean, right? But but the contract behind it is really interesting because that's how you can identify who is the true owner, when they bought it, for how much, and from whom.
Really?
So it's the contract behind the art. Art is just the easiest way to attach it. And now they're starting to add MP3s. So music will be the next thing attached to the contract. And then it'll be gaming. And so it's hard because people aren't used to consuming large amounts of content on the blockchain, right? PFP is so easy. It's just something you look at on your phone. It's just a photo. Or maybe it's a GIF, whatever you want to call it. If you call it a GIF, that's fine. But I just want to let you know that the actual pronunciation is GIF. We'll move on. So...
I'm going to ask you this.
Yeah.
Am I allowed to just be confused the whole podcast about what when you're talking about this stuff? Okay, continue. Continue. And then so a GIF did what?
Yeah. So the thing is that people aren't really used to consuming television-sized content on the blockchain. They're just used to seeing a photo, PFP. But now music is going to get onto the blockchain, right? Nas dropped a song on there. Snoop Dogg just said he's going to release an entire...
Oh, for Death Row.
Yes.
Right.
So people... And also you can get royalties on your NFT. So if I mint an NFT onto the blockchain, right? And then someone buys it on the secondary market. So they scoop it from me after you buy it, like at a vintage store.
Mm-hmm.
Like a thrift shop. The artist gets a percentage of that.
Like maybe like...
You get like 4 to 7% basically.
Is it 4 to 7% or the percent that you set?
4 to 7% of the sale purchase.
Okay.
And every time it's sold, forever.
Whoa. So if like 10,000 people purchase this thing, like a Bored Ape or whatever and shit like that, the originator who fucking made that shit is probably a multi-billionaire.
And you get, it's like being on a TV show and getting residuals.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Why do people want these Bored Apes?
So question time is over.
Okay, cool. Let me ask you another question then, okay?
It's because of the utility. So being a board, the Bored Ape Yacht Club is cool. That's all I can say, right? People want to go to cool parties. They want to feel like they're part of something exclusive. They want to know that other people that they're with, it's almost like a country club, are really wealthy because it costs so much money to buy in. So much money to buy in.
How much is one Bored Ape?
I don't know what the floor price is right now, but... probably around 300,000 minimum.
What's a floor rate?
Floor price is the minimum amount of Ethereum that it costs to buy.
What is Ethereum?
Ethereum is a cryptocurrency, the second most popular one after Bitcoin.
Oh, okay. All right.
Well, there are different blockchains. There is the Ethereum blockchain, there's a Polygon blockchain, there's Solana blockchain, so you can buy using different types of cryptocurrency depending on which one you'd like to. A lot of people prefer Solana, but there aren't a lot of NFTs on it yet, but that's because there's no gas prices. And a lot of people get upset about purchasing with Ethereum because gas is so high. So sometimes you're paying more money in gas fees, like taxes, than you are for the actual art. Anyway, moving on.
No.
So have I bored everyone to tears?
Hell no, I don't give a fuck if you bored us to tears and shit. I'd rather be bored and educated than excited and uneducated.
Well, the actually, teacher that's a lie. Is in.
Actually, that's a fucking lie. Yeah. But whatever the fuck. Okay, so can I ask you one question? Are NFTs here to stay?
Yes.
You sounded, there was, the breath was like a little bit of doubt, like, low key, I don't really know.
Well, it's like I said, I thought my last relationship was here to stay. So, you know, I don't really say yes to anything anymore. I don't know the answers. I'm not God.
All right. So NFTs are basically like a boyfriend with some good dick and a little bit of money and some good money.
He's more of like a casual hookup. And we're not sure if we're going to make it out of the casual hookup zone and go into boyfriend-husband material, mm-hmm. or if we're going to kind of like wither out and maybe become friends and then nothing over time. Like, are NFTs about to be somebody that I used to know? I don't know.
Well, judging off your whole shit, off your relationship history, it feels like NFTs aren't really here to stay. But but
I mean, half of my net worth is in NFTs. So all shit. $4 of it.
I was just about to ask you, when are you gonna cash out?
Well, that's the thing. I actually have, I've only sold two and I have over 30.
Oh, fuck.
And at a minimum, I at this point, I actually don't even know how many I have because I keep buying them. Yeah. I'm like an addict. I sent it. I don't even recognize myself. I'm a full degen. Degen is a term for someone who's super deep into Web3. It's, I mean, do you guys hate me?
Hell no. I love you. I love you. And I'm glad that you're fucking here.
I want to read to you a text message that I sent to a friend that lets me know that I'm not well.
Mm-hmm. Well, while you find a text message, let me plug my Matilda's. I got me some Matilda drops coming, too. If you like Matilda, you like bitches that move shit, they mine. I got some of that. All right, what happened? Now what happened?
Okay, do you want to read this text message?
I can't read.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Mm-hmm. So you're really putting the lit in literacy. Okay.
Hey, long enough, turn the fuck up.
Yeah. Okay, so here's this text message that I sent.
She's cute. Go ahead.
I sobbed for 2 hours because I spent $6,000 on a JPEG of a dead cartoon character in a bandana, and then I couldn't convert my Ethereum to Arbitrum Ethereum and bridge it from L1 to L2 so I could put it in SushiSwap to purchase Magic Coin. So,
what the fuck is Magic Coin?
I don't know what I've done. I don't know who I am. I don't recognize this person.
Man.
And it sounds smart, but it also sounds the stupidest thing you've ever heard. Magic Coin? L1, am I talking about Monopoly money? Like, what have I done?
Magic Coin.
What have I could have bought a house by now, and yet all of my money is in photos that are only in my phone. Yep. My brain is broken.
Yep. Yo, shout out to Magic Johnson, man, for making his own currency, man. He got his own Starbucks. He got his own TGI Friday night. He got his own coin, man.
Magic Johnson.
And shout out to AIDS.
Is his coin just AIDS? All right, yeah, well.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Magic Johnson. We're not talking about your AIDS. Mm-mm. You know what I'm saying? But that shit is kind of funny. No, you know
but
what I'm
will
saying?
Say money does solve a lot of problems.
Okay, man. So I ain't gonna lie, man. I went to your Instagram page.
What did we find?
I went to your Instagram. I saw you on a private jet.
That's not my okay.
It don't gotta be your private jet, but I saw you on one.
Yeah, I was on one.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
How many private jets have you ever been on in your life?
Two.
Can I ask you one more question after that? Follow up.
Yeah.
Have you ever farted on a private jet?
How do you not fart on a private jet?
My nigga, exactly. Because that's all we looking for at Jamal's neighborhood is a little bit of truth. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Pretty women fart. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
I took a dump.
Really, on that private jet?
Of course.
Still got that ass ate, man. Had to. You know what I'm saying?
Had to.
It was the only woman on the fucking plane.
I didn't have anyone to have sex with, so I had to do something equally as sacrilege.
Yo, goddamn right. You ever think about making your own coin? Shit coin. Not Bitcoin. Shit coin.
Oh, that's what they're called.
Oh. Oh, okay.
They're literally called shit coins.
Oh, well, excuse me for not being original. Excuse me for not being fucking original,
yeah,
man.
It's fine. Sorry if I ruined your joke for you.
Nah, man, you didn't ruin my joke.
The internet thought of it before you.
Well, fuck it. I'm fucking sorry that I can't read. A fucking private jet, man. That's fucking crazy, man.
Honestly, it's pretty cool. I'm not going to lie. It makes it really hard to fly commercial after that. Yeah. I'm like, you expect me to go to the airport and wait in a line?
But you still do it.
The only lines I do now are cocaine.
Hey, man, talk about it. Hey, yo, Shay, bring me that cocaine back there, please, sugar booger. Speaking of sugar booger, yeah, snort that. It's green. This is green cocaine. All right, give her shit, please. All right,
damn it.
You know what I'm saying? Because we real over here.
Yeah, we're real.
You know what I'm saying?
Woo! I'm jazzed.
All right, goddamn right now. Do you like interesting trivia facts?
Of course.
Okay. Did you know that?
No.
Oh, yeah, I see. See, not everybody knows everything. You know what I'm saying? Did you know that the black men in fucking porn, they wear Timberlands not for the style but for the grip on the ground so they can't move and they can maintain the awkward position that they want to stroke the bitch in? Did you know that?
I didn't even know they wore shoes.
You didn't know Timberlands were shoes?
No, I didn't know that people wore shoes when they had sex.
Oh, okay. You watching the wrong fuck. She don't watch black porn.
I watch dungeon porn.
For real? What's it like?
Hot.
Like, well, okay, so you want a bitch that like to be tied up and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, I just
want to
be like, not absolutely
when I say bitch,
helpless.
I mean beautiful, intelligent, tenacious.
Thank you.
Cute,
yeah, go
hotties.
On some more. Yeah.
So what happened? You really
what happened
porn?
In my childhood that I liked dungeon porn?
Yeah, was you locked in the chokey? Shout out to Mara
in the
Wilson.
Chokey.
She lost her virginity in the chokey.
Yeah, that would have been nice, honestly. But I lost my virginity on my
Spirit
Greek
airline.
Boyfriend's dad's bed that was on the floor in Boston while he was not in America and on a sabbatical from teaching at Boston University.
Yo, man, shout out to them hood rats out there getting it in on the motherfucking mattress on the motherfucking floor, man. You know what I'm saying? I just actually elevated my mattress to second mattress, so it's actually a box and then it's a mattress.
So instead of rock bottom, you're in bedrock bottom.
Goddamn right, man. Yeah. Shout out to Fred Flintstone. We do a lot of shout outs on this podcast.
I love a good shout out. Yeah, especially to Twinkle Toes.
Yeah,
you know?
Goddamn right, man. Okay, well, fucking, I like that. Okay, let me ask you something. What's going on in your dating life?
I'm fine.
Yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? Got to.
You know, I wouldn't call it a dating life. I'd call it a dating death. Having a fucking funeral for it right now, baby.
That's all right, though, man. At least she was on a private jet like twice. You know what I'm saying? A lot of women don't even get that, man. Bitches is getting bust out, and you on a private jet.
He actually told me he thought the private jet was tacky.
For real?
Yeah.
Man, fuck him. Fuck whoever the fuck that is, man. Dude, man, I hope the next time you're on that fucking private jet, nigga, it crashed and your name is JFK, but your name's not John F. Kennedy. It's like, you know, Joseph.
It's just irony.
Like Joseph Frank.
Irony is not dead.
Kevin.
Or is it? Because it's crashed on an airplane. Well, look, here's the thing. I'll be real with you. I'm looking for a husband.
Oh, okay.
I'm looking for husband material. That is what I want. I want a man who is thoughtful, charismatic, intelligent, hilarious, but lets me be the star because he knows his fucking place.
Damn, I was almost that. I was almost that.
Jamar, no two headshots per relationship. That's the rule. That's the rule. Have you ever seen a relationship where two artists have survived? Beyonce and Jay-Z, that's a sham. Everyone
knows
that.
About Jada and Will?
Sham.
What you mean?
Wasn't she cheating on him? Yeah.
Yeah, that's true, man.
I can't believe they put that out in the open. I respect them so much.
Yeah.
I think Will Smith is like a genius to me, and Jada is such a badass.
Is he strong, or does he just not want to get his bitch half?
Well.
Talk your shit, Shay Bae.
No, you know what? I think he's a unique character in Hollywood because while he does a lot of mainstream, he's also super vulnerable. And he shows himself crying on social media. I mean, I think he's a legit human being that is someone I would want to be friends with. You know, there aren't a lot of celebrities and I'm like, that person seems like a good, authentic human, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, you seem like a puppet.
Can
but
I see...
Will Smith? No, he's...
Who's your top five celebrities that you want to hang out with?
Elon Musk.
One. Yo, Elon, if you out there...
I know you and Grimes split, so if you are interested, come to mama.
Yep. Okay.
I do have Tesla stock. Just want to let you know that. So I'm already invested in you, baby.
Can I say one thing about Elon Musk? If he really want to make Dogecoin pop, he should make the Cybertruck only be able to be purchased through Dogecoin. Because then he make that Cybertruck.
Yeah.
Yeah, he should make that only purchasable through like Dogecoin, like how Kanye is putting his new album only through STEM.
Well, I think he's saying that you can actually buy Teslas with Doge.
Oh, okay. Well, you know what I'm saying? That's how uneducated I am, you know, in the crypto world. I'm talking to the crypto queen. I'm just a crypto peasant. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I haven't seen you bow down yet. That's fine.
Yeah.
So,
go ahead.
I'm waiting.
Okay, so that's Elon Musk.
I didn't get the trumpet introduction that I had requested.
Shay, can we get you back in the seat and have Leah Lamar come back the way she need to be, the way she need to be brought in? You could continue to wear your robe or whatever. Anyway, I just want to do a few shameless plugs. Shout out to the nigga who made this. He drew this. Shout out to Martin Lawrence. Shout out to my sister. Shout out to Contenders. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to them high heels and shit. Shout out to Tony G over here, man. Yeah, man. Where we at, man? Where we at? Where we at? Oh, okay. Hurry up, say shit. And we need just trumpets to bring her ass up in this motherfucker. All
right. Bring it to the stage, My cutie with a nice booty. Hottie of the year.
Her name's Leah Lamar.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Yo, her twerk wins smell crazy good.
Yeah. The, the twerk was in my rider.
Goddamn right.
You know what's so funny? Someone called me a Judy earlier, and I had no idea what that meant.
What's it's a Judy?
A Jew with a big booty.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know, I didn't come here to objectify women, all right?
No, I came here to objectify myself.
But I will. What's happening? Man, okay. Okay, so Elon Musk, that's one.
Number one. Number two, I take Brad Pitt even if he had herpes.
You fuck a Brad Pitt?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll take his strain of herpes if that's what you got.
She said his strain of herpes.
Yeah, he doesn't have normal person herpes, that's for sure. I don't even know if he has herpes. I just assume that there's something going on there.
Okay, so if he Me Too'd you wouldn't even care.
I'd Me Three him.
Oh, okay, that's his son. Yacht Club herpes or
what? Hilarious. Yeah, the birdie of God. I would take it. I'd take
it. Talk that yacht shit. Okay, number three.
Number three, can it be dead or alive?
I don't give a fuck. We could dig the motherfucker up and then sit him right here and then bring him to you.
I think there was something really sweet about Elvis.
Elvis?
Yeah, you know, he fought in the war.
She looking for that icon. Necro dick. If you out there, if you got necro dick.
Yeah.
Okay, Elvis? Why Elvis, though? You said something sweet about him.
He fought in the war. He was also an icon during a difficult time. He's very talented. I think he had a difficult life, and I found him very sexy.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, okay, so she's in a tragedy. You know what I'm saying?
There's comedy and tragedy, baby.
Yeah, man. So they say, man, shout out to Shakespeare. All right, well, who's your number four?
Genghis Khan.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay, she into that woke dick. Okay, talk that shit.
I would like to date someone who's fucked so many women that he really knows how to get me off.
Yo, man, I think I got a chance.
You know, it's like if he doesn't know how to find the clit, no one does.
Goddamn right, man. Yo, man, Magellan. What about that nigga? Would you fuck Magellan?
You know, he didn't actually finish circumnavigating the world. So that's going to be a no for me, dog.
All right. And what about number five? Who's your number five? You better not say Pete Davidson.
You think I'm going to say Skeet? I'm a Kanye stan all the way.
Yo, for real? Oh, okay. So who would you give a chance to out of Pete Davidson and Kanye?
Kanye?
Yeah. Pete? Yo, shout out to Pete. That's the homie. What?
I like when men yell at me in caps, so I'm in.
And you do kind of look like Julia Fox a little bit.
Go
Julia
on.
Rose. What's that girl's name?
I do. Julia Fox. Thank you so much.
Oh, okay.
But also, Kanye is a genius.
I think so. He's so genius. He spelled it J-E-E-N-U-S.
You and him both have the same level of literacy.
Yep. Eyes of me. Yep. That is a chooser. Yo. Okay. What you think about this painting right here?
Very hot.
Goddamn right. Moving
would,
right
would
on.
Would fuck. And my number five would be DMX.
Nigga, that was, you already did five.
No.
Yes, you did.
Genghis Khan was number four.
You said, okay, number one, you said.
Oh, you made me choose. No. You gave me an ultimatum. You did not make, that was.
You said Brad Pitt. And then you said Elvis. Then you said Genghis Khan.
And then you gave me an ultimatum between, you didn't get, let me choose my number five.
Pumpkin Snap.
Yeah. So.
Finish speaking your truth.
Thank you. DMX.
And DMX. Okay. Fuck.
Anyone who actually knows me knows that I've always said that the song I will walk down the aisle to is Party Up. I've said
out?
This literally for over a decade. Party Up.
Wow. Okay.
I used to love DMX.
Let me hear you sing some of Party Up.
Exactly. I don't know if that's for us.
So you know what's cool about you, man, is that you don't discriminate. A motherfucker be doing crack. As long as he got a good fucking spirit, man, he on.
I'll show you a video after this of him doing push-ups at the shrine while he's performing. Legend.
Yo, man, this is why I like Khloe Kardashian, man, because they out there giving motherfuckers chances, and you only wouldn't even know you had a fucking chance, you know?
And if I could slide a six in, it would be Salvador Dali.
Is that to do with the
waxed
handlebar mustache?
Come to mama. I'm going to give that a mustache ride all day.
Okay, man, shout out to the mustache rise and them Hell's Angels out there doing their motherfucking thing. Mm. I don't fucking know. What's the biggest turn off?
Inconsistency.
oh, fuck, that's a woman's biggest turnoff. I always fucking hear that. Oh, man, so men are your biggest turnoff.
Yeah.
Like, for, ironically.
But this is how I know being gay is not a choice, because I would have already chosen it.
Damn.
I'm like, God damn, at this point.
You don't like women?
I wish.
Women is bad, man.
I know.
You ever seen a woman?
Yeah. Yeah, they're not too bad.
Man, women are fucking perfect,
so
man.
Perfect.
It's
I know.
It's fucking strange, dude. So what's next for you?
Great question.
You got any shows coming up?
Always.
Oh, okay. You doing any comedy specials?
So that, I'm so glad you brought that up. Why are you showing that to us?
Let me see that again, Tony. A picture of his dick, Tony.
Wow, Tony.
Tony.
Let me too, Tony. This is so despicable. Oh, but honestly, nice dick, Tony.
Can I ask you something
nice
about
dick.
Me too, real quick.
Yeah.
Have you ever been approached weird by like a director, like or like somebody like that, and you're like, hey man, come on, dog, come on.
I would say there are fewer times that I haven't been approached.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I have very strong boundaries, so no one has ever been able to break down that door, because I'm just like, no, bitch. My knees are so bruised, I'm not getting down again, you know?
Goddamn right. Here,
give
man.
Me the roll or not. No, I just have too much shame and guilt from my childhood wrapped around sex to use it for professional gain, which I think is a huge mistake.
Yeah, that's dumb. Yeah, dumb.
I could have gotten way further in my career by now, you know?
Everybody knows that in order to get what the fuck you want, man, you got to grab Terry Crews' dick at a party.
I love Terry Crews.
Terry Crews is great, man. Shout out to Terry Crews.
And if he would give me the opportunity to grab his dick, I would take it willingly.
Hey. I don't think you need the opportunity. I think you could just grab it. I mean, that's just what
is this common knowledge?
Huh?
Is this knowledge?
Absolutely.
I didn't know that. Terry,
you know
I'm coming
grab
for
it, you.
You
get 7 years of good luck.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, man.
Wow. So no more rabbit's foot.
Are you really into Terry Crews?
He's so cute.
He got a good personality, man. You know what I'm saying? Did you like when
I wrote a role for him in a pilot that I have.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's
oh,
how much
just
I like
so you
him.
Can meet him.
Well,
when did you fall in love with Terry Crews?
When did I not fall in love with Terry Crews?
Was it in Friday? Friday Part 3?
No. Yes. No.
Did you even see Friday Part 3?
No.
Yeah. You know, it's all good, though. It's
I just
good.
Like his personality.
Yeah, Terry Crews is fun.
I like watching him live. Just the way he is, he's just funny and fun.
Yeah, man. He used to play for the Rams or some shit, too, right?
He's an athlete.
Oh, but he played professionally, no. No, Suge Knight played for the Rams. Are you into Suge Knight?
I would actually really like to fuck an athlete.
Oh, fuck. God.
What?
You ever fuck an athlete?
No. And any of my exes listening to this, calm down.
Wow. She said you D1. Yo.
Yo, this is A1. So.
Yo, yeah. Man. She's over here farting on private jets. Yeah. Man, what have you really done in your life, Mr. D1?
Mm-mm.
Which brings me to my next question.
Yes.
Okay. Wait. Where was that question? Because I had that. Do you remember your first boyfriend ever? And if he's watching, what would you like to tell him?
Oh, my first boyfriend ever. So do you see how that went from an evil cackle to a fond thought?
Yeah, man. Yo, man, shout out to Witchery.
Yeah, shout out to Witchery and Spellbound Sky and Silver Lake for providing me with crystals so that I can manifest all the life things that I wanted, like farting on a private jet.
Full moon. Shout out to
so,
that, too.
So my first boyfriend ever, Brett Schneider.
Okay.
Yeah, he's Jewish. Are you okay with that, Jamar?
I love the Jews and shit. You know what I'm saying? You're not talking to Whoopi Goldberg. You're talking to Jamar Neighbors.
All right. Oh, yeah. Well, it's odd that she would change her last name to Goldberg. She uses us when it's convenient for her.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm just kidding. We love you, Whoopi. But also, do we? Brett Schneider was my first boyfriend in the third grade and then again in the fifth grade. And he kissed me on the cheek. And I believe he farted at the same time. And we both got really uncomfortable. And I was very nervous. And he's now married. And I would just say we actually are still very close best friends, almost like family. I would just say love you, proud of you.
Okay.
Happy for you.
Yo, man,
isn't that so genuine?
Yeah, man. Shout out to Brent Schneider, man, for, you know what I'm saying, cracking this cookie. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Yo, you got any pets?
No, I can't even keep my plants alive, so.
Oh, okay. That's what's
up. I'm struggling to keep myself alive.
Yo, so I just read this thing on Twitter where this girl says she just saw her dog get ate by a coyote.
So if we could bring this back to me for a second.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, thank you. So I did take an 8 a.m. phone call yesterday with a psychic,
mm-hmm,
who told me that my grandma on my mom's side was there with her cat, which she had, and the dog that passed away a year and a half ago. My parents' dog passed away a year and a half ago. And I was just like, that's too specific to not be true.
Yeah.
And so I do now want to have pets just so I'm not alone in the afterlife.
Yo, man, shout out to Posthumous Albums, man. You in the dead nigga rap?
Yeah, DMX. Yeah.
Oh, right. We just covered that. Yo, man, well, that's fucking crazy, man. Can I ask you a question? If you saw a coyote kill your dog, what would you do?
I would say thank you. Yeah. I'd be like, that was a lot of responsibility.
Yeah. Goddamn right, man. Okay. And here's another hypothetical question.
I think coyotes are kind of cute, to be honest.
Aren't they?
And I have a special calling with them where anytime I'm in Griffith Park, I always see them and I try to call them to me.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm mentally ill. Just wanted to let you know that.
Oh, okay. Bitch gonna fuck around and get her goddamn elbow fucking bit the fuck off.
I just talked to them with ESP. You wouldn't understand because you're not a coyote, but if you were, you'd be all over this. Okay.
Well, I'm a coyote. Okay. So how do you call these motherfuckers? You know?
With ESP.
What's that?
Extra sensory perception. I just talked to them in my head.
Oh, okay. So you like Kyler Pratt and Dr. Doolittle.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Shout out to Kyler Pratt. Yo.
And I would say that when I was on the private jet, I did Doolittle.
Oh, okay.
In the toilet.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pun queen.
Thank you.
We just bumped my shot to Jeff Ross.
Yeah. And David Tell.
Yo, okay.
You know they say that people who use a lot of puns are very high on the mentally ill spectrum?
Yeah.
And
am
I ever?
That wasn't even a pun, nigga, but the intention was there.
Yeah, it was. Oh, man.
So anyway, so let's see this.
Yeah, what's the next question?
Have you, Leah Lamar.
That's me.
Have you ever...
Wait, am I in jail? Like, what's happening? Am I...
Have you ever been to jail?
No.
Oh, okay.
But I would like to have a conjugal visit soon.
Oh, okay.
Uh-oh. No, you got a cousin in jail and who needs a solid?
What kind of fucking...
It's a brother.
My brother. No, it is my little brother. Would you please go to jail and go see my
Do I get
brother?
To collect $200 and get out free?
Sure. What's your fucking Venmo?
Hilarious.
Ask me, what's your MetaMask?
My cash. Yeah,
I know how you...
Yeah, pay me in Ethereum.
Leah Lamar.
Yes.
Have you ever had a physical fight with a woman?
No.
No? Yeah. What about you, Shay?
Not in a long time
is a good answer.
This is the question. Okay. If you were a bat catcher and Jackie Robinson was on third base getting ready to steal home, and you as the bat catcher, knowing if Jackie Robinson steals this base and makes it home, how huge and historical it would mean for black people. Do you, as a back catcher,
get naked? Oh, yeah, what?
So, shout out to Jackie Robinson. You have a chance for her, too, you know? Yo, isn't it crazy that both Jackie Robinsons are dead? Like, that's wild. Yo, shout out to Black Panther. I don't fucking know, Leah.
I'm just letting you be you, Jamar, okay?
I'm letting you be you. Shit.
I'm just, yeah.
When's your birthday?
Gemini? That's what you were asking.
Oh, fuck, man, dude.
What are you?
An Aquarius.
Oh, are you gonna fuck me up?
I'll fuck you up. What does that
emotionally
mean?
Aquarius has ruined me.
Yeah.
It's like we get along so well at first, and then suddenly we're like married, but it's toxic, and then it just burns in hell.
But you know why? This is my thing about Geminis. Glad we're fucking talking about it. The most LA conversation ever, and I'm willing to talk about it.
Okay, I'm listening.
This thing about Geminis,
We get a bad rap.
No, I love the sweet part of you is the best shit of all fucking time.
Yeah.
But the switch, that other shit, I hate it.
So when you say the sweet part of me, that's the best of all time, you're talking about my pussy specifically, and then everything else is not good.
I've never seen your pussy, but more than likely, that is that may be true. But the other part, has anybody here ever dealt with a Gemini? Uh-huh. But you know what I'm talking about, Shea Bay, right?
Yeah, we're insane. We're psychotic. Yeah.
But the other part is like, man, what the fuck, man? And you never ever know when it's going to come out.
Yeah.
Why is that?
I don't know why we're bipolar. We're just born this way.
Kanye is a fucking bipolar Gemini, dude.
I mean, hello. That's why I'm a Kanye stan.
But what's up with that?
He's, you know what? Look, the mentally ill got to look out for each other.
Man, that's fucked up. That's fucked up that there are people like that out there that can switch up on you at any fucking time.
I just think that we have very black and white tendencies.
Okay, shout out to black and white people.
Yeah, what up? Uh-huh. How clammy was my hands?
They were like really fucking soft.
It was so wet.
I want to shake more of your hand. I want to shake your hand all the time. Okay, so go ahead. So what happened with the Gemini people?
With the Gemini people, there are two people living inside of us at all time, and there's
God,
no
sluts.
There's no shades of gray. Yeah.
Good. Yep,
big hose. There's no shades of gray. So you're either getting one version or the other, and that's it. Sorry.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm either in sneakers or 6-inch heels, and there's nothing in between.
Oh, okay. So
I'm either in pajamas or evening gowns. Like, I don't, yeah.
Oh, okay. So today we get the calm, cool, collected you. Nice, 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 nice. Now, can I ask you just scientifically, when does that other part come out?
I couldn't even tell you if I wanted to. It's like Jekyll and Hyde.
Really?
Yeah. So it just comes out when I'm hungry, angry, lonely, or tired.
Oh, fuck, man. Yeah. Damn, dude. Oh, man. Well, shout out to them Geminis, man, for doing their motherfucking thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we're psychotic.
You know what I'm saying? So, what's up, man? So me and Leo Lamar, go ahead.
No, you go on. Go on. And then I'll come back to me.
Were we going to bring up the same thing?
No.
Or did you not want
to
talk about
it? No, I was going to talk about myself again. But if you wanted to talk about
it. It is about you.
I know.
Okay, well, let's talk about you.
You were going to say we just did the show together on Valentine's Day,
talk
right?
That shit.
No.
I spent Valentine's Day with Leah Lamar.
Yeah, you did.
You know what I'm saying? We weren't Valentine's, you know what I'm saying? But I did hang. Okay, what happened? Talk your shit.
Thank you. I wanted to go back to a point you were talking about. What are you doing? Are you making a special soon? I just watched Andrew Schultz's crowdwork special again, and it really inspired me because I post only crowdwork clips on my Instagram and my TikTok, and it has blown my TikTok up crazy amounts. I had 400 followers 1 month ago, and now I have over 140,000 followers just from posting crowdwork. Mm. And, like, I'm not bragging. I'm just saying I think that's insane. That's insane. Mm-hmm. In one day, I got 30,000 followers.
Just for posting crowd work.
Yeah. Mm. Okay, crazy. Anyway, so I'm like, I want to do a crowd work special. I love doing crowd work. That's actually my favorite part of stand-up because it's like I get to be the star of a dinner table and everyone is at my mercy. Oh, I'm like, oof, what could be better? Mm-hmm. Does that say, yeah, no. So, so actually working on the craft, it's going to be a no for me, Doug. But
that's a craft though, too, is that like, because everybody can't do crowd work.
It's, and you know what? It used to be my weakest point. I was so scared and I only stuck to my material because I was so used to being on stage, like in plays, like doing like little off-Broadway shows and things like that. And I was so used to sticking to the script that I was afraid of doing crowd work.
Right.
And then when I finally let loose, I was like, oh, this is the best. Mm-hmm. You're just having conversations.
Because you could just be like, you're actually more authentically you when you're talking to people.
Yes.
Right. Okay. 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 Well, what would you call it? You drop that shit.
I would call it unhinged.
Unhinged?
Yeah, unhinged with Leah Lamar.
Are you unhinged?
I'm not unhinged. I am unhinged, actually.
Oh, okay.
I take it back immediately.
Oh, okay.
I just don't take a dating app very seriously. Like, I have one, but I don't use it, if that makes any sense. All the people I've ever dated have been people I met in real life.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay.
What about you, Jamar?
What about me?
Do you use dating apps?
Oh, okay. It's back to me.
No, just curious.
No. I'm on Raya.
Yeah, everyone's on Raya. It's such... Never mind.
And I like it. I like Raya because I've never ever smashed off Raya, but it still makes me feel very important.
Hilarious.
Because Tinder...
Sorry, I'm just going to go back to my private jet.
Yeah, talk about... like, Tinder's fine. Like, Tinder's fine or whatever, but it's like...
If you want to get swindled.
Exactly. Have you been swindled before?
No, but I would actually cash app that guy to hang out with me.
Really?
So hot.
Okay, oof, shout him out real quick.
Yo, Tinder swindler, Simon. I'm here for you. Send me your handle. I'll send you $1,000 if you want to party. That might not be enough. I'll send you some Bitcoin.
Yo, man, shout out to the Tinder Swindler. And ladies, yeah, if you out there and you like niggas with mattresses on the motherfucking floor and shit, and you like a nigga with a 2005 G35 and it make a squeaky noise and shit, yo, I know a nigga just like that, just for you.
Yo, but you got 5G, though?
Huh? Yeah, I got 5G. Oof. Shit, I got 7Gs.
Yo, he got the Wi-Fi.
Yo, I got that Wi-Fi.
He's got Wi-Fi. Hell yeah. yeah, shout out to Aaron Lawrence. Shout out to Matilda. Shout out to the Chokey.
We just do shameless plugs on this bitch all fucking day. Yo, man. Shout out to good Tree and shit.
Shout out to Goodwill Hunting. What?
You do drugs?
Only hard drugs. I don't drink or smoke.
Yeah, I like that. I like your style, Shawty.
Yeah, I only do Coke, Shroom, and Molly because I care about my skin.
Yeah. Do you drink that glow collagen from Sprouts?
Fuck that. I don't believe in any of that. All I do is, and I'm not joking, shout out to Vaseline. I saw 10 years ago in a magazine that Jennifer Aniston put Vaseline under her eyes, and I have done it every night.
What does it do?
I think it keeps you looking young.
Vaseline? How old are you, Leah?
How old do you think I am?
21.
Yeah, that's what I was...
Yeah, Jamar.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Now give me a real number.
Oh, shit. I mean, I know for sure you in your 30s. All right, but.
Fuck you, Jamar.
What's wrong being in your 30s?
How do you know for sure I'm in my 30s?
Because you got the conversation points of a 30-year-old.
All right, okay.
All right. And you look like you just turned 30. She's freshly 30.
Well, surprise.
What?
I'm 92. I just used Vaseline under my eyes.
See what the fuck I'm talking about? I actually was giving her a compliment. She just wanted to know why I thought she was so young. Dude, man. So what's up? Did you grow up in a fucking full household?
Oh.
Mom, dad, brothers? Like
did Mom, you grow up dad, sister, dog.
Oh, okay. One sister?
One sister. She's older.
Older?
Yeah, she lives in Manhattan. She works in real estate. Mm-hmm. She's very good at her job.
You want to shout her out?
Shout out to my sister, who's very good at her job.
Yeah. What does she do?
She works in real estate.
Oh, okay.
She sells apartments in Manhattan.
What?
Yeah.
Damn. So when you go to New York, is that like your, do you stay there?
No.
No, okay. Nope, she don't stay there, man. She'll stay there, man.
No,
she lives in her truth.
I stayed in a hotel like a goddamn adult.
Oh, my God.
I need a lot of fucking space. Also, when I date guys.
For personalities.
Yo, that's legit. Well, I don't know about you, but I feel like after I'm done putting on a show for people, mm-hmm. I need a lot of time alone.
Right, because you got to fucking.
Recharge.
Fucking come off. You got. You got to reconnect with the realness and come off the showbiz you, right?
Yeah, when you're on the road, when you get home, do you just want to sleep for 3 days?
Hell, motherfucking yeah.
Yeah, it's like you're so exhausted from travel, speaking to people, giving your energy out, performing for 6 hours in 3 days. You're like, I'm good.
Yeah, then you hate people for like 5 days.
Then you have to do it again.
Yeah. What do you think about this?
Hot.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I
would call that a super spreader event.
A super spreader event. I fucking like it, yeah, man.
So, you got an Omicron dick? You know what?
Shout out to COVID.
Yeah, there's a new variant happening there.
Hey, yo, did you ever catch COVID?
Of course.
How many times?
Just once.
Just once?
But I think I have it again right now.
Right now? Yo, I'm tracked to sick bitches anyway.
Yeah.
So you know how that goes.
Yeah, you know,
man.
I'm the illest.
Yeah, man. How many more minutes we got, man?
Jamar, do you hate talking 40? To me?
Huh? Oh, okay, because I got to pee. Anyway, I got fucking more questions for you.
Do you run this for an hour?
Hell yeah, goddamn right. And I got to fulfill a fucking hour. Mm-hmm. Do you have any trivia? Do you have any interesting trivia facts that you would like to hit me with that you maybe feel like I didn't fucking know?
I'm a dumb bitch.
No, you're not.
Okay, so. No, you know what? I would like to go back to talking about me dating.
Let's go back and talk about her dating.
That's okay.
So is there any nigga out there that's doing you wrong that you're like, yo, man, why me?
No, wait. Well, I was going to tell you. So this is also part of my thing is the second that I need space, I need space. And I feel like guys freak out because they think that I'm pulling away. But it's like, it's not personal to you. It's from everyone.
Right.
You know, like I need to be alone and do me. Like I'm a super independent. I'm like a cat.
Okay.
You know, it's like, I want to be pet when I want to be pet.
Okay.
And I want to go outside when I want to go outside.
That's what's up.
You know? Yeah. And like, I might scratch you, but you're just going to have to deal with it because I'm so cute. All right.
You know? All right, man. Shout out to
I'm good pussy.
Yeah, man. Shout out to good pussy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, she's a good pussy.
You heard it from the crypto queen here first, man. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? The bitch needs space, man. You know what I'm saying? By bitch, I mean beautiful, intelligent, tenacious, cute homie.
But I want him to be codependent on me.
Right.
Yeah, I want to lock him in the basement for him to not have social media.
Do you have a basement?
I'll get one for this purpose. Okay. Yeah.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
That's what's up. You know what I'm saying? Anne Frank lived in the basement, man. You know, that's what I heard.
She's buying a radiator, but same thing.
Oh, okay. I mean, radiator, the bitch had a fucking heater. You know what I'm saying? Niggas, most motherfuckers don't even come up with a heater.
Yeah.
You know? So for them to fucking do a story about this fucking girl who had a fucking heater and had her own fucking place and shit, you know what I'm saying? I think it's really unfair to the niggas who are out there really struggling.
You know, I would consider her a journalist.
A journalist?
Yeah.
Wasn't she blind and shit?
You're thinking of Helen Keller.
Oh, okay. Helen Keller and Frank, man. Man, both of them bitches are retarded.
You're like, they should do a mashup.
They should both scissor each other.
Yeah, like Anne Frank would be reading from her diary, and Helen.
How
is
she
reading?
Can I have an impression of this?
Well, I'll do the Helen Keller impression. You do the diary, and so I'll do the background. Ready?
Yo, this bitch is raw, dog. Yo, she's fucking raw, bro. Can you finish the impression and be a fucking professional, please, Leah? You have many more words to get out. Yo, I'm done, dog. Yo.
Okay, wait. So back to me again. Thank you. And look, I want to say I am. It's interesting because I'm looking to select the right partner for me.
What, you trying to have kids or something real soon?
Well, I'd like to have a surrogate and a nanny. So I want to be the kind of mom that's a dad.
Oh my God, you're going to make it out here because all these motherfuckers out here is having fake babies.
I want to have a fake baby. I want to have a Faby.
For a Faby.
Yo, I'm ready for a Faby.
Hey, man, you got to be careful, man, for them fake ass babies, man. They be coming out with huge Audi belly buttons.
No.
Yeah.
Wait, why?
Yeah.
Wait, why?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wait, wait, wait.
Her belly button.
Whose belly button?
This girl on the ground. She got a belly button bigger than Jamar's.
Can you pull it up, please? We need to see.
Of course I can. Of course I can.
I need to see this belly button that's bigger than Jamar's dick.
Mm-hmm.
Allegedly. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
You know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, I know it's hard to fucking believe, right?
Yeah, I don't believe it.
All right.
How can it be larger than a leg? Okay.
Told you. Fuck okay. This bitch! Fuck you!
Wait, is she? What kind of baby is she? Is test tube baby?
No, she one of them babies that she want. One of them babies
she was,
that, you, that,
so
you, that you dying to have.
A surrogate baby?
Huh?
She's a surrogate baby? Wait, you know what's weird is that her belly button reminds me. God. Did you ever see The Fifth Element?
Yeah.
She reminds me of Chris Tucker's hairdo.
Wow. Hey, Shay, can you do me a favor? Come
I'm
here.
I'm going to pull that up for you.
Come here, Shay. Here. Run the interview. I got to go pee right quick. Just ask her some questions.
Oh, so due to Jamar's pissy dick uncontrollability,
wait.
Here I am co-hosting. So.
Can you pull up the belly button again so I can pull up Chris Tucker? I just want to do a side-by-side.
I just want to ask you, would you fuck that belly button?
No.
Me either. That shit looks soft.
But you asked because you thought I might say yes.
No, I asked because I wanted to know. Yeah.
Love that for me.
I just wanted to know.
Yeah,
I like hard, strong dick. I don't want no. That shit looks soft. I don't like that.
I really need you to pull up.
Jamar got that shit with his pissy dick ass. Let's take a shot.
Jamar leaves
back.
To get a snack.
Oh, Jamar's back. I was.
Y'all was drinking and doing drugs and shit.
Hell no, I ain't doing no powder.
Jamar, did you just pee in the trash can outside?
I peed out my Audi belly button.
Wait, I need you to pull it up again. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah, I need you to pull it up again so we could do a side by side right now.
Okay.
I just want to show people how my brain works, which is not well.
Oh, my God. If this just so happens to be a picture of my dick, this is going to be wild.
Same dick, right?
She does not look like Chris Tucker.
No, her belly button looks like his hairstyle.
Oh, yeah. Yo, shout out to Chris Tucker. Shout out to Tax Problems.
Shout out to the Fifth Element.
Yo, man. Damn, I guess so, man. Damn. Could you mess with a dude who had an outie belly button like that?
Well, that's not even an outie belly button. That's like alien status.
Yo, would you? Could you fuck with an alien status ass dude?
I wonder if she's more connected to her mom because the umbilical cord is still part of her body.
Yo, man, she on her mom now.
Yeah.
Yo, she's like, yo, what's up with your mom, bro?
But yeah, I'd fuck an alien.
Okay, that's what's up.
Because it would be out of this world.
God damn, pun gun.
It's not okay. And I want to let you know that I'm really sorry that I've done this to you.
I mean, it's all good, man. I mean, at least you here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get it.
At least you here, man. I mean, yeah. I bet your presence is a present.
But I know what I did.
Yeah. You really did fuck up a little bit.
I did.
You know what I'm saying? By doing what the fuck you just did, you know, comedically. But I still believe in you. You know what I'm saying? Okay, so top five celebrities you love. Okay, it's top five celebrities you would never fuck with.
Never fuck with meaning have sex with. Hang out with.
Whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Ooh, that I would never fuck with?
Like, yo, man, I don't even want to deal with that. Dead or alive?
Dead or alive? Oh, no. Maybe Katherine Heigl?
Yeah. Fuck Katherine Heigl.
I heard she's difficult to work with.
Yeah, I heard you're difficult.
Another person I would never fuck with. Mel Gibson. He hates Jews.
Yo, fuck Mel Gibson.
Or that's what I think, right?
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Okay.
That's what you heard.
Fuck Mel Gibson. Yeah, we're out. Hitler.
Yo, and fuck Hitler for what you did. You know what you did.
You know what you did.
Yeah. Is it for what he did or another reason?
No, Hitler did his thing.
Yeah,
also, you know, if he had just pursued his passion and had been authentic to himself, he would have been a painter. He could have been a lover, not a fighter.
I mean, but it's hard to get, because have you ever seen any of his art?
It's bad.
It's not that bad, though, man. I mean, it's not that bad, is it?
But if his parents had nourished the part of him that wanted to thrive, maybe he wouldn't have killed 6 million Jews.
Yeah, but he didn't kill you. You still here.
Yo, and I'm fine. I wouldn't say he's the inverse. No, I wouldn't say that at all, but.
All right, number four.
Hello, Bob Ross. Who else wouldn't I fuck with? Columbus. I don't need him to discover me.
Yo,
bitch, I'm in L.A.
Yo, man.
I took care of that my damn self.
Yo, man, damn right, man. You ain't got, yo. But if he had a private fucking cruise here, you know what I'm saying? Would you take that with Columbus?
Yeah, I mean, I need a private. I don't want to sail commercial.
Yeah, got stupid.
Yo, well, you think I'm going to take a schooner?
Oh, hell no.
You think I'm going to get here on a catamaran?
Yo, no. Talk that shit.
Yeah, we good.
Yo, man, fuck the Mayflower.
Yeah.
And number five.
And the Pinta
and
Maria.
The Pina Colada.
And the Santa Maria. And the, and the Sangria. And the.
And number five.
Number five person I don't fuck with, Robert Durst.
Who is that? Is that Fred Durst's brother or some shit?
No, Robert Durst murdered 3 women, and he just recently passed away.
Oh, so you don't fuck him because he dead. He can't possibly fuck with you.
He did have a lot of money, so I take that one back.
Yeah. Shout out to money.
Yeah, shout out to money.
For being the great influencer that it is.
I think I wouldn't have sex with...
Not even sex.
Oh, just hang out. Yeah,
you
right.
You could say Oprah. Everything don't got to be about sex, Leah Lamar.
Oprah? Why would you ever throw her... Do not say the Lord's name in vain.
Oh, my God. All right, fine.
Number five.
Number five.
Number
now that
five.
You know that it don't got to be about sex.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but the first person I said was Katherine Heigl. Pretty sure I don't want to fuck her.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Cool.
I think the fifth person I would like to not be around... you know what? Genghis Khan.
Genghis Khan.
So
he
having
in and you out.
Yeah, that's exactly correct.
That's a Gemini in her. I fuck with you, then I don't fuck with you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Only money make me come.
Mm-hmm.
That's Leah Lamar's message.
Thank you.
Goddamn right.
Yeah.
Hey, man, you got any shameless plugs?
Only crypto makes me come.
Only crypto makes me come. Yo, man, my brother's a crib. Can I call Lamar and then you have a conversation with this man?
Yeah.
I'm not calling Lamar.
Yeah, please don't. does he even scare you?
Yeah, huh?
I said, does he even scare you?
Every now and then. I'm not going to lie. Lamar is weird. Shout out to my big brother for keeping me in line. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He's smaller than me, like shorter than me, but like.
But he's got big brother energy.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah, I love
he
that.
He threw a toaster at my head one day. And I never forgot it. And I was like, okay, I know where you stand.
My sister tried to run me over with a bicycle one day.
For real?
Yeah. She was supposed to be an only child, and she carries that energy with her for her entire life.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yo, who's, well, I can't say who's better because y'all both successful.
Different.
Yeah, right.
You know, different. Yeah, different strokes for different folks.
Okay. Shout out to Gary Coleman. You know what I'm saying? For being the nigga that he is. You know what I'm saying? Where we at, Tony? We had an hour. Okay, cool. Well, here we are, man. You got any thing you want to
plug? Yeah,
we're
in and out. This is Gemini status.
Goddamn right,
yo,
man.
This podcast is Genghis Khan if I ever saw one.
Goddamn right. You got anything you want to plug? Tell them where you want to be. Tell them where you're going to be.
Yeah, you can find me on Instagram at Leah Lamar. It's 2 R's at the end. Same thing with Twitter. My TikTok is Leah Lamar. 5 R's. Don't ask why. Just follow me. And then LeahLamar.com. My website has my tour dates and merch if you want to buy merch.
You said twerk dates?
Tour.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, but her twerking was on my rider, so very glad that happened. Mm-hmm. And also on my Instagram, I post tours, and I'm going to be at South by Southwest performing. I'm going to be in New York. I'm going to be headlining Caroline's. Like, I've just got stuff going on.
Are you
going
to be at South by?
Yeah, of course.
See you there.
Oh, fuck yeah. Oh. I'm speaking on a couple panels, doing a couple shows. I'll be there. When are you going to be there?
The whole time.
Me too.
Goddamn right.
Fuck yeah.
What's that, from the 12th to the what?
I'm going the 10th to the 17th, so I'm going to miss the second weekend because I'll be in Vegas for something else. But
gotcha. Can you want to plug that?
No, I'm going to an NFT music festival.
Oh, okay. Shout out to NFT music festivals.
I didn't hate myself until just now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we've loved you this whole fucking time, Leah
Jamar.
Lamar. You have fucking amazing energy, you know what I'm saying? A few shameless plugs for me. You know, shout out to fucking this good weed thing here. You know, fucking Martin Lawrence. You know, we always got to give a shout out to Martin Lawrence here. And I forgot the nigga that made this. Fuck. Oh, man, but he drew the fuck out of that. And this is my sister's shit. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to her, Joelle. Shout out to Matilda Mara Wilson. I see you out there. You know what I'm saying? You influenced the whole culture, whether you believe it or not.
Yeah, she's in these streets.
Goddamn right.
Yeah.
And shout out to Contenders right here, man, for doing them. And shout out to the Comedy Store right here. And shout out to Tony G right here. And
I just want to say Elvis.
Shout out to Elvis, man.
Yeah, I'll see you.
That big fart
in a couple years.
And shout out to Shea Bay over here, you know what I'm saying, for being here, for being the PYT. And man, this has been Jamar's Neighborhood. I mean, thank you, Comedy Store. Good night.
Night.